our praises due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the consequences of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be misguided, and whomsoever Allah misguides will never be guided. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is his last and final messenger. O who you believe, fear Allah the way it should be, and die as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord, the one who created you from a single being, and from that being, many men and women were scattered. So fear Allah, the one by whom you ask for things, and be dutiful to your kinship by which you ask for things. Verily is Allah watching over you. O who you believe, fear Allah and say good speech. Thus Allah will forgive your sins and erase your faults and mistakes. The one who obeys Allah and His Messenger is the one who achieves the highest success. The best of speech is the Book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of matters are new practices in the religion. Every new practice in the religion is an innovation. Every innovation is in the hellfire. In Rajab 1419, October 1998, the explanation of the Book of Al-Tawheed was initiated. Inshallah, you would find this explanation beneficial for you. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين تبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. In the Book of Al-Tawheed by Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, and the first chapter of his book, he entitled this chapter Kitab Al-Tawheed. Al-Tawheed in Arabic means oneness. So Kitab Al-Tawheed is the book of oneness, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is one without any partner. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifested in His rububiyyah, in His uluhiyyah, and in His name and attribute. And this is what is referred to as the three types or the three elements of Tawheed. The first element is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, which means oneness of worship. The second element is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, oneness of worship. And the third element is Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat, oneness of names and attributes. Going back to the first element, oneness of lordship, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, it means to ascribe oneness to Allah as the only creator.
the only owner and the only organizer and planner. Ascribe oneness to Allah as the only creator, meaning He is Al-Khaliq. Creating in Arabic means Khalq. K-H-U-L-K. Allah is the only creator without any partners in Him in creating. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who created the seas. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who created the mountains, the air, the flowers, the food that you eat, the children that you cherish and love. Everything is created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The fruit that you eat are of a tree. You go through a tree and you pick off a fruit of it. The fruit that you eat, it was not created by Allah. It was not created by the tree. It was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though this creation came about through the tree. So when we look at the fruit that is hanging from the tree, we do not say the fruit created the tree. We do not say the tree created the fruit. We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the tree and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fruit. So having said that, Allah is the only creator. He said in the Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter number 7, Surah number 54, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. To Him belong creating and command. The vast majority of the son of Adam believe in this element from Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. They believe that Allah is the creator. But sometimes they forget that Allah created everything. So for example, the pen. When you look at the pen, this pen or this pencil is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though it was produced by men, was put together by men, nevertheless, this pencil is the creation of Allah. Reason being, Allah is the one who created the men. Allah Azza wa Jal is who created the raw material. Allah Azza wa Jal who put in the men the ability and the intelligence to put all those resources together to produce the pen. Therefore, this product is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just like as He said, خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. He created you and things that you produced. So just like when we pick off the fruit from the tree, we do not say the tree created the fruit. Everything that we do, even though we are putting it together, is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having said that, the first element of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to ascribe oneness to Allah Azza wa Jal that He is the creator. When we create things, meaning putting things together and producing things, this is not called creation. This is called assembly of things, production of things. But Allah Azza wa Jal is the one and only creator. The second element of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is mulk, ownership. Means in Arabic mulk, M-U-L-K. Allah is the only owner. Everything is owned by Him. He says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 132, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the sky and the earth. So everything you see, the mountains, the houses, the people, everything is owned by Allah. Even your own body is not yours, is owned by Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, you cannot use your body in ways that are haram. It's not permissible for you to put narcotic in your body. It's not permissible for you to smoke. Your body is owned by Allah, and Allah tells you how you use your body. So everything we see is owned by Allah Azza wa Jal. But that does not negate our ownership to things. You have a car, you own a car, another person owns a house, a third person owns a pen. We cannot come to you and take your possession from you and say you do not own it. It's owned by Allah, therefore we're going to take it and strip it away from you. But your ownership does not compare to Allah's ownership. Therefore, you are not a partner to Allah in His ownership. It does not compare to Allah's ownership because your ownership is limited in time. You own what you own for a specific time. And then you die and your ownership ceases. And your ownership is limited in place. You own something in the United States, but you do not own it when you go somewhere else. And thirdly, your ownership is limited to the way you use or the way you could use whatever you own. You cannot go about and turn your house into a dance club and say, I own it, I can do whatever I want to do with it. We say, even though you own it, but you can use it in certain ways that Allah has dedicated for you. But if you don't, you bring upon yourself and you will be worthy of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah, nevertheless, is the one who maintains ownership of everything that He creates. So our ownership is not perpetual. Whatever you own could be lost or stolen, and upon death your ownership ends. Also, we do not have much. Also, we are owned by Allah Azza wa Jal, and He gave us everything we own, that the true owner is Allah alone. The third element in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is al-Tadbir. Al-Tadbir means to plan and organize. Allah is the only one who plans and organizes. Allah said and organized the affair of His creation. He said in the Quran, يدبر الأمر. He planned and organized the affair. In Surah Yunus, ayah number 3. Someone might say, I plan and organize my affair. This isn't true. But this planning and organizing are limited in their effectiveness. Sometimes you plan and your plans are not aligned. And your plans are limited. You plan for little things. Allah plans the affairs of the entire universe. Therefore, by your planning, by your little planning, you cannot be a partner to Allah in His planning. Allah plans everything. You plan for little things. And whatever you plan for, sometimes they are realized and sometimes they are not realized. Furthermore, we say to you, your plans, when you plan, they are effective only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for you to plan. So Allah is the only planner. So those three elements are Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. The Quran, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, in general, not in detail, in general, was not negated by most disbelievers. Most disbelievers believe that Allah is the creator. Allah has said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created you, they will say Allah. So they never negated that Allah is their creator. Also Allah says in Surah Yunus, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلُكُ أَمَّنْ يَمْلُكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ أَوْ مَنْ وَيُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say, who provides for you from the sky and the earth? And who owns the here and the sight? And who brings out the living from the dead? And brings out the dead from the living? And who plans and organizes the affair? Who plans and organizes the affair? They will say Allah. Say, wouldn't you be quiet? Wouldn't you believe? Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَيَقُولُونَ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you ask them who created the skies and the earth, they will say the exalted, the knowledgeable. So all those three ayahs that we have listed to you prove that the disbelievers did not negate and say, oh Muhammad, Allah is not the creator. It's not the oh Muhammad, Allah is not the one who owns our hearing and our sight and bring the dead out of the living and bring the living out of the dead, and Allah is not the one who organizes us. They did not negate that in general. Also they did not say, oh Muhammad, Allah did not create the heavens and the earth. They did not say that. They were affirming those facts and believing in those things. So most of these believers did not negate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates, the one who owns, and the one who organizes. But some people, they did, just like Fir'aun. Fir'aun denied that the fact that Allah exists. Fir'aun said to his minister Haman, as Allah reported in the Quran, يَا هَامَانُ ابْتَلِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَسْبَابَ فَأَطَّلِعَ أَسْبَابَ السَّمَاوَاتِ فَأَطَّلِعَ إِلَى إِلَهِ مُوسَى وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ كَاذِبًا. And Fir'aun said, O Haman, build for me a tower that I may reach the ways of heaven, so I may see the God of Musa. But verily, I think he is a liar. So that Fir'aun denied that Allah exists and accused Musa that he was lying concerning the existence of Allah. However, Fir'aun knew within himself that Allah exists. The following ayah documents that. That each son of Adam, including Fir'aun, testified and acknowledged the existence of Allah with the mashriq. قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا هَلْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. At time when your Lord had brought forth from Adam loins his offspring, and he said to them, am I your Lord? They said, yes, we testify. That you should say on the day of resurrection, verily, we were not aware of this, meaning of Allah's lordship. Or let you say, our fathers were associated. And we came after them, thus would you destroy us because of the actions of the nullifier? So we know from this ayah that everybody testifies to the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second element of tawheed is tawheed al-uluhiyya. Tawheed al-uluhiyya means to ascribe oneness to Allah as the only deity worthy of worship. To ascribe oneness to Allah as the only deity worthy of worship. Since there is only one creator, thus he is the only one worthy of worship. Therefore we find Allah invites the people to worship him without any association because he is the creator. Allah invites the people and the sons of his prophet to the people to worship Allah and to ascribe oneness to Allah and his worship because he is the only creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That was the case of Nuh. That was the case of Lut. That was the case of Shu'ayb. That was the case of Salih. All of them called the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And that is, of course, the case of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Worship. What does it mean to worship Allah Azza wa Jal? Worship has two definitions. These definitions are the same, but they're different according to the perspective and the criteria of those definitions. The first definition concerning us, and that is, worship will become اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة. Worship is everything that is pleasing and beloved by Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it is something we conceal or something we reveal. So everything we do in that perspective is worship. Allah loves for you to pray, loves for you to fast, loves for you to be good to your parents and be dutiful to your parents, loves of you to pay zakat, loves of you to eat good things. So everything you do, and you do it because Allah loves it, and this love is manifested by that Allah has legislated for you to do it, then that doing becomes an act of worship. Everything that Allah loves, and this love, we know about it because Allah legislated those things for us. then when we do those things because Allah loves him, our doing is an act of worship. The other definition of worship is القبور والتذلل لله سبحانه وتعالى بفعل أوامره واجتناب نواهيه. The second definition is to adhere and to surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal by doing His commands, by carrying out His commands and refraining from doing what He prohibited us from. So this is worship. That is, Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one worthy of worship. We do not worship a tree, we do not worship a cow, we do not worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not worship Isa ibn Maryam, we do not worship the authority over us. But we worship Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the only one that we have to adhere and to surrender to Him, and we surrender to Him by carrying His commands and stay away from His prohibition. Everything else, our obedience to Him is restricted to be in accordance with the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, if anyone tells us something to do, and that thing is haram, if we obey this person, and by obeying him, we will be disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, we are committing an act of shirk. And we're going to be talking about shirk, inshaAllah. So the second element of Tawheed is to ascribe oneness to Allah Azza wa Jal, that He is the only one worthy of worship. There is a connection between Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. The connection is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah facilitates Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah facilitates Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. If you know that Allah is the creator, Allah is the owner, Allah is the organizer, which means Allah is the one who can bring good to you. Allah is the only one who can prevent evil from befalling you. Allah is the one who controls your sustenance. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who controls your health. Believing in all of that necessitates and facilitates in you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to adhere to Him, to surrender to Him, and to do what He likes. Because anything else cannot prevent evil from befalling you, cannot protect you, cannot give you anything. They are only causes. But Allah is the real effector. And that means Allah created things for us to utilize. When we utilize those things, we do not think the benefit is coming from those things per se. The benefit is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created those things for you. So this is why we say Tawheed al-Rububiyyah facilitates Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. The theme of the Quran is calling the people to worship Allah Azza wa Jal only because you already admitted that He is the creator, He is the organizer, He is the owner. You admitted that, and therefore you have to worship Him. This is the theme of calling people to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We find Allah Azza wa Jal calling to those disbelievers. Say, who provides for you